We celebrate Philip and James, these two apostles of the Lord. And just for those of you who are watching The Chosen, or have watched The Chosen, this is little James, not big James. Big James is the brother of John. And there were two Jameses in the 12 apostles, and this is the lesser James, or little James, or however you call him. And if you wanted to watch episode 2 of season 3, just kind of a beautiful dialogue between Jesus and little James on the struggles that the apostles perhaps face, and we certainly face, about how Jesus handles certain things and not others. But there's a lot of witnesses, a lot of testimonies to our faith, our apostolic faith, our faith that is founded on the apostles, the faith that has been brought down to us today, 2,000 years later, is not based on one or two opinions. There's so much evidence. You think just the readings today, think through what are the readings, what are the scriptures? And you have St. Paul writing an account. There's one testimony of he's writing maybe 40, 50 AD to the Corinthians. Here's what happened. He talks about Jesus who was died, who rose from the dead. He appeared to Simon and then to James, the apostle James, then to maybe 500 of the people, and last of all to me. That's one account. Then you have the gospel accounts, John the evangelist today writing the full account of the life of Jesus from his experience and what he wrote down, referencing things like Philip's conversation with Jesus at the Last Supper. Who are you? Show us the Father. And Jesus claims, I am the visible image of the invisible God. Who has seen me has seen God. And you have the responsorial psalm, which is a pre-testimony. David writing, whatever, 1,000, I forget what it is, but BC, describing these things that were going to happen. Their message goes out to all the earth. For David, what does that mean? It didn't mean anything. What message in David's time had gone out to all the earth? Except that he was foretelling that the message of the emissaries of the Savior would go out to all the earth, and indeed they have. And I'm struck as well because there are other writings. This is the reading for today's breviary for the priest. Tertullian, 160 AD, the apostles died maybe 60s, 70s, 80s. And here's Tertullian in northern Africa. Here's another account, not the one in the Bible, but it supports our faith, which is not someone's opinion, but testimonies grounded in history. Tertullian writes, our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed what he was, what he had been, how he was fulfilling the will of the Father. He talks about the 12 apostles, whom he had specially attached to his person and destined to be the teachers of the nations. This was clear Christian teaching by 160 AD, that the church was apostolic, that Christ had founded a kingdom upon his apostles and sent them out. One of the 12 was struck off, referring to Judas. Then he references the election of Matthias. The apostles elected a Matthias, etc., just as David had prophesied. Let another take his office. The apostles, which means sent, and having attained the promised power of the Holy Spirit to work miracles and speak boldly, the apostles set out throughout Judea first, bearing witness to Jesus Christ and founding various churches, then throughout the world. This is 160 AD, Tertullian sharing what is evident to him in northern Africa. Again, they set up church communities in every city, from which the other churches afterward received the shoots of the faith and the seeds of doctrine and continue to receive them every day. By this they are reckoned apostolic, as being the offspring of the apostolic communities. So we are one holy Catholic apostolic church founded on the apostles. We simply ask the Holy Spirit to help us appreciate where our faith comes from, what it is grounded upon. When people scratch their heads and like, well, how do you know that Jesus is real? We know for certain. How do you know he rose from the dead? We have multiple witnesses. How do you know they're authentic? Because they're corroborated by various other witnesses. Some in the Bible, some not in the Bible. Some right after Jesus rose, from 1,000 BC before he rose, and a handful within the first 100, 200 years of our church community. We seem to ask the Holy Spirit to make us even more convinced witnesses of the faith, like those who've gone before us. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.